Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Good. Yeah, I like that rapping.
S.O.B.
B.B.B.
You ain't gonna get no presents from Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
Hey, Mike and the Mechanics had in the living years.
Yeah, they also had
Mike Mechanics.
No, did they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Mike can Mechanics had a few hits.
Who did this one? Oh, this thing. A car.
Now, guys. iTunes.
No!
Please stop.
Hello.
Guys,
happy birthday, Gary!
Happy birthday, Gary!
Hey, guys!
Happy birthday,
happy
Gary!
Happy birthday, Gary!
We did it!
Happy birthday, Gary, okay? Sean!
Yeah. Hey, happy birthday, Gary!
Happy birthday, Gary! Mark, how's it going?
It's best day of our life.
How's it going, everybody?
It's going great.
Sean, how are you going?
I'm just sick, and my car doesn't work, and everything.
Weren't you sick last
baby.
Time?
He's sick all the time.
Didn't your car didn't work last time?
Yeah.
What are you doing to change your life?
You're just stagnant.
I've been working.
Yeah, but spinning wheels get nowhere. You're like a hamster. Come on.
Let me tell you something that he did.
You need some motivational speech.
He went, hey, Sean, let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Did you vote today?
God, don't. Yes.
Check out this dumbass.
I'm a patriot.
I walked to the wrong voting. That's how much I care about.
Because he has no car. He walked sick.
I'm not that sick.
Am I peeking? Am I too loud?
Okay. I walked to, it was like 15 blocks. That's a fair walk.
You could use it, fatty.
Yeah, I look like shit.
Chunky.
But I got there, and first of all, they acted like I was inconveniencing them, which is the way you're supposed to do it. But then they said, oh.
Who did? The very young people that were running the.
Yes. But so they said, no, you don't vote here. You vote 20 blocks the other way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I had to walk to the other one. And you know what? I should have gone to that one first because they were nice to me. I went to the mean one.
Well, of course they're nice to you. That's your district. You're invading someone else's district.
Well, they didn't know I was invading when they were being mean to me. They were just
they could tell.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
I had all this tons of shit in storage that I was selling on Craigslist. This guy drove from Knoxville, Tennessee to go through all this shit. I was there all fucking... I didn't eat lunch. I didn't do anything. I was there until... Well, what time is it now?
It's late. 7:26.
Yeah, I left.
How can you be there all day?
I was there all fucking day.
It's 8 hours?
It's 95 measures.
Because there's 6 fucking storage units, and we had to pull tons of shit out. And this other woman came... It was for a friend of mine. He's selling us. He had an office worth of shit. And so there's chairs and there's computers. There's stuff. Anyway. Oh, God damn. Such a pain in the ass. And he's one of these motherfuckers who, as soon as it's time to put shit on the truck, he gets a phone call or whatever. Anyway, I didn't vote. And what I usually do, not usually, but what I sometimes do when it's voting day is I find a Republican friend like Dan Whitehurst or someone.
Yeah.
Or my brother or someone. I'll be like, hey, listen, you're voting all Republican. I'm voting all Democrat. How about we just cancel each other out? We both stay home. You don't vote, I don't vote.
Yeah, but what if they lie?
Well, they probably will because they're Republicans.
Oh.
Just kidding. No. So anyway, I blew it. I didn't vote at all.
Hey, guys. Democrats vote today. Republicans vote tomorrow. Can I share my voting story?
There is no voting.
Yeah, of course there is.
Did you vote?
Voting in my district is so easy because... there's nobody there because where I live, it's all felons and illegals. So, this is exactly how long it took me to vote. I get in my car. Well, I'll save the details. I'm parking my car, and right as I'm turning the car off, Def Leppard's Rocket comes on.
Whoa.
I go in, I vote, I turn my car back on, and I hear, Rocket, yeah. That's exactly however long that song
is.
Wow. One Rocket.
One Rocket.
It took you one Rocket to
it's
rock.
It's going to be like 3 minutes.
So you rock the vote.
Boom!
3 minutes.
Ding, ding, ding.
I don't know. We should Google it. Google Earth it.
Mark, last week,
friend,
you had mentioned how a certain unnamed Andy Fleming,
oh yeah,
may or may not have
vendetta.
Well, first of all,
have maliciously called you a hack.
First of all, Andy Fleming is the biggest liar that ever lived.
Biggest as in his big fat butt?
Right.
Yeah.
No, can I, in all seriousness, I owe Andy Fleming an apology.
You sure do.
I really thought it was him. It was not him. I wished it was him because I like him. Now
that would have been a funnier.
Right.
Now you have to live your life wondering who the fuck it was.
Right. And it's probably, if I do know who it is, obviously that person now knows me.
Yeah.
So I probably know them.
Yeah.
It's probably some douche I don't even like. I would rather somebody I like call me a hack.
So you're saying you like Andy Fleming?
Yeah, of course I like Andy Fleming.
I like Andy Fleming. I went and did his podcast.
I like how you ruin it.
Fucking ruined it. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you ruin it? I didn't listen yet.
I haven't listened yet, but I was there and I remember.
Was Jared there?
Jared? No.
Callen?
No. There was no Katrina.
I just had my first...
Engineer Jared was there.
I just had my first ever Gmail chat with Jared.
Did you?
While we were here.
Yeah.
Is that... It's pretty exciting. Oh, I didn't mean the connection.
Good looking guy. Good looking guy.
Yep, that's him.
Yeah.
He just held up his Z phone.
Okay, no, it's working.
Is he hot?
Anyway, Andy Fleming...
Sure he is.
Andy Fleming's... Record is clear. All the Happy Birthday Gary fans are allowed to re-like Andy Fleming.
Yeah, sorry.
He didn't do that. You can re-follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, re-follow him on Twitter. Go ahead.
Facebook.
Go ahead and re-follow him. It's safe.
Did everybody have a happy Halloween?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we had the same Halloween.
We just sat.
I watched
Did
football.
Did you have any trick-or-treaters here?
Had one person ring the doorbell during the football game.
No trick-or-treaters.
So I didn't answer the door.
I don't think we had any trick-or-treaters, did we?
I don't think so.
I was over at Jill's, my baby's mama's house, and I think she had like four little groups. That was it.
I had my window open, so I could hear. They rang the doorbell, and I heard a voice, and they stood there for a while.
Yeah.
I heard a voice from the street go, "It looked like they home."
Yeah.
I'm like,
not for you.
I didn't have any candy anyway.
Should have gone on your porch with a shotgun.
I just had $100 bills. Sorry. Here, how about $100?
Here's some vegetables.
Yeah. I'm not into Halloween. I don't have any children. And
well, I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's just me. I remember like when Hannah was little, we would trick-or-treat, and there were trick-or-treaters and stuff. Now it's like they form these super groups, like these huge hordes.
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
That will go to like specific neighborhoods. Like people would drive from all around to a specific neighborhood. But like,
really?
Yeah, but like...
You go to the rich houses.
Right. Well, when I left Jill's rich and I was going home, I drove by the store, and there were like these giant mobs of...
Yeah.
Teenagers. Mm. But I don't know. It's a different world. You know what I hate, though?
Yeah.
What?
Fucking immediately after Halloween, Christmas shit is up already.
Ding, ding, ding.
Already
ding,
Christmas ding, shit. We drove ding, past ding, the ding, tinsel yeah. thing ding, 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 ding. In the store, all the Christmassy.
That's good.
Yeah, that's how that goes. And a fucking.
Mr. Tomato,
Mr. Tomato, we're not gonna have any pizza for Santa.
Don't worry, Mr. Tomato. I'm gonna get in my big tomato can and I wanna go come down your oven vent and make a big batch of tomato soups. And you can put it on bread. It's gonna be a Mr. Tomato pizza bread.
I'm gonna put my hand in my stocking. Ew, what's this? It's marinara sauce.
Tomato
in
pizza
here.
Bread.
Ah.
It's Mr. Tomato.
You know,
yeah.
I remember it.
Yeah.
Day after Thanksgiving is when Christmas time started.
Hell
now
yeah.
It's right after fucking Halloween.
That's what I'm talking about.
Fucking horse cock. It's bullshit.
Black November 1st.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Why it gotta be black?
Why
gotta be black, man?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
Why gotta be Black Friday, man?
Sean, you wanted to mention Gary Fletchings, is it?
Fletcher.
Yeah, Gary new guy, Fletcher. Right?
He's on Twitter, too.
Who's
you
that?
Can find him on
and
Twitter
who is
somewhere.
He?
He's a comic?
Is
comedian?
He? Is he?
Yeah.
Nashville local.
Local hero.
Local hero.
Don't know him. Does he wear glasses and women's shirts?
Not women's. I mean.
I think I got him on my angel tree last year.
Yeah, 1st of November, I got a fucking asshole.
What about this Gary
Fletcher? He's a
Fletcher? Guy. Yeah.
He met, his name is Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Exactly. That's what his birthday's coming up.
Sweet. Mm.
And he is a big fan of the show.
Is that what this is about? Sorry.
He's probably the top fan.
Better than Lee?
Better than
he might be
Andy or Corey?
They don't really like it.
Chad
they just
Ryden?
They just listen to it because they've got nothing
what
else.
About Manny?
Anyone
Manny.
Bigger fan than anyone's whose name we don't mention?
Maybe. I don't know.
We've
He's
got
a big
40,000 fans.
He's a big fan.
Confirmed, so what does he want? Some confirmed kind of, what's he want, a birthday
confirmed
song?
Kills. He wants to be a special guest star. No.
How much money does this cat have? That's all I need to know.
I don't
he
know.
He can't come in here for free. Bates paid us $600.
Yeah. Chad Ryden posts this.
He does it free.
Oh, man. I blew it with Chad Ryden. Again. I keep blowing it with Chad.
What?
I feel like there should be a segment of this show where I just apologize to Chad. Well, we were supposed to go do some show in Kansas
You should
City.
Send your apology to Chad Ryden at his address.
I will mail him a letter.
I'm all for Gary Fletcher being a guest.
You want Gary Fletcher in here?
Sure, but I mean, where's he going to sit? Are you guys going to give up your chair? Are we going to make him sit on a black chair?
No, he'll sit on your lap, and his fucking girlfriend can sit on my lap.
Yeah,
I'll
sit on his lap, sitting on Sean's lap.
Oh man, his girlfriend's so pretty.
Is she coming?
Probably all the time when he's fucking with his big hipster.
Brad, we—that's his girlfriend.
I know it's his girlfriend.
Would you talk that way about Sean's girlfriend?
People who are in love.
If he ever.
Hey, guys.
What about his boyfriend? Would you say that about Sean?
Hey.
I don't talk about myself. I'm Sean's boyfriend.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are.
Hey,
I wouldn't.
Hey, everybody.
Even if.
What if he was the man? You would.
Look.
What?
What if he was the man in the relationship? You do it.
We're not.
Come on.
He's obviously the man, right? He's got a facial hair.
I got the beard.
He's not in my league, man.
I really couldn't pull down a hot piece of ass like Sean. Although, he's getting a little chubby, and I'm getting more in shape. We're going to cross.
I'm not getting chubby. I'm great.
You're looking good.
Yeah, it's the same amount.
You look like you walked 15 blocks today.
Sure, just put that crap all over my clean.
What a D-hole.
Why don't you just run the wire through your toes?
Well, so let's vote. Gary Fletcher be on the podcast?
Yeah, I like the guy.
I hope he can. You know what? That's a good idea because he could give Sean a fucking ride down here.
Ooh, hey, wow.
That can be his. He live in East Nashville?
I don't know. Does he live in East Nashville?
I don't know where he lives.
He's
somewhere.
Got to. He's got to live somewhere
in
cool.
America.
He can come. He's going to tell his girlfriend he's going to want to bring her. We were supposed to have, remember that? We were supposed to have that comics night out. We had all the new comics. We're trying to brainwash him. No, you're too good for that, but I'm not. And I was like, we'll get these in. And he brought his girlfriend. Not that she's not great. But just the fact there's a girlfriend around changes the whole fucking
Well,
night.
For you, because you can't look at a good-looking woman and not hit on her.
I wasn't hitting on her.
Well, that's
but,
not
but
what
But you're
heard.
Right. But you're right. I can't... I wasn't hitting on her.
No.
But I also can't look at a good-looking woman. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like I have to look at the ground and not talk to her. And she was all, like, being hot. Remember?
Yeah.
Gary, if you bring your girlfriend, tell her to quit being hot. Wear a sweater.
Wear a loose fitting sweater.
Put on glasses and overalls like she's in some fucking movie where no one knows she's cute.
Large pants.
Just tell her not to come. She's
scar
too
like.
Tell her no
scars.
Offense. Yeah.
Just
beat her up, Gary. Punch her in the fucking snout a couple times.
Snout.
This is his girlfriend, guys.
Yeah, that's what I said. Punch her in the face.
I don't know. I don't.
Well,
like
so that. Are we voting yes for Gary to be
why
a guest for
Sean,
his special birthday?
Sean
gift?
Has to bring a microphone.
I already brought a microphone.
Oh, I mean, what's Gary even talking to?
You have another microphone that we just don't use.
We should have him
shitty.
On, but he can't talk.
Yeah,
he has to stand
good.
In the doorway.
That'd
and
be
every
fine.
Now and then we're like, oh, yeah, guys.
He could sit in the toilet. It's like right across the hall.
It's pretty close.
He has to bring us gifts.
He needs to bear gifts.
Let's make it
good
as hard on him
as
possible.
A great joy for all the world.
Yeah, he needs to bring frankincense.
I want a bear gift.
I want a gift of a bear. A teddy bear.
Bear gift.
Merv.
Did you guys watch Walking Dead?
I watched
I know
that.
You watched Walking Dead because you watched it with me.
No,
are
is
you
that
into
a new
zombie
show?
Stuff? Yeah,
yeah,
AMC. Walking Dead zombie movie.
Is it new?
It's new. It's pretty good.
It was all right.
I liked it.
Is
I
it
liked
on demand?
It.
Is it
I was
on
worried
demand?
It was going to be shitty. It is on demand, as a matter of fact.
I'm going to go watch it right now.
I'd check it out. Don't watch it right now. We got a podcast to do.
Speaking
guys.
Of watching.
Yeah?
You just started BSG, didn't you? Battlestar Galactica.
I don't want to ruin anything, but that hot Cylon, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
Ah.
I didn't even know a Cylon could be a gender.
Ah.
Yeah, they didn't either. It's very loosely based on the
very
Battlestar
loosely,
Galactica
yeah.
that you remember from your youth.
From when I was 20.
Yeah, they say the F word, but not in the way they usually do.
They say slag and flag and all their papers have the corners cut off.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That's the way it is in that world.
I wanted to bring up something.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
I was watching this movie the other day, a motion picture on the television, and there's a scene where there's a girl and her boyfriend on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And they're riding the roller coaster, and the boyfriend is fingering The girlfriend.
No. Why are you watching this filth?
This is not filth. This is like a regular TV. It's like, and they're playing Maisie Starr's Wild Horses. It's supposed to be romantic. And it's like the special thing where they're going in the road and she's getting fingered and stuff. And I'm like, she's getting fingered. This is not romantic. This isn't sweet.
Fingering isn't that romantic.
That's my point. In movies. This is my point.
You look so terrified, Mark. Are you all right?
Well, you don't come up and talk about fingering. You certainly don't show it in a mainstream cinema movie.
What movie was this?
I don't remember the name of the movie, but it was like on HBO, regular movie. It wasn't like some freaky sex thing. It was a regular-ass movie, and a girl's getting fingered.
And they didn't show close-up finger banging.
No, no. They showed a hand going under the
implied
skirt.
Implied fingering.
She was, believe me, I know a fingering when I see it, all right?
This guy,
and
he's got two thumbs and likes to finger.
Hey, who likes 10 fingers and likes to
Who's got
finger?
Eight fingers and who's who got fists?
Eight toes and finger fucks. Fucking finger.
Who's got dry elbows and wants to...
Fingering is not romantic. In a movie, the only romantic intercourse is missionary under the sheets, maybe. Maybe not under the sheets, but...
Or maybe a little lady on top.
Okay, all right.
Little lady
maybe
on
a little
top.
Lady on top.
Yeah.
You just broke my whole thing because I was trying to think. I was
like, cowgirl.
No, I wanted that to be broken. No, not cowgirl. I think like... Doggy style? That's not romantic. You can't have like
no,
pretty music
style.
And slow-mo doggy style.
What?
You can't have slow-mo blowjobs. You know what I mean? You can't have any kind of...
It's weird.
But you can have romantic kind of lovemaking.
I watched this movie, Enter the Void.
Yeah.
Crazy movie.
Yeah. Enter the Void.
And there's some sex in it. A lot of sex in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go to this hotel where there's... Everybody's sexing. It's
well,
one of
that's
the sex
every
hotels.
Hotel. Every hotel you drive by, that's sure. what's going on.
But... As they're sexing, there are these sort of like waves of energy that are coming out of the people.
Yeah.
And it's...
Like in Scott Pilgrim? Like when they kiss and little hearts fly around?
Like that, except it like they look sort of like flames or tendrils of light or something like that. Huh. It was kind of pretty. It made like lovemaking in movies...
It's awkward.
Often yeah. is awkward, but it sort of made it... Beautiful. It made it pretty.
Nice.
Well, I... Okay.
Yeah. I'll download that.
This guy. Well, why don't we...
Let's Google it.
It might make your head hurt. Also, it's long.
Forget it. And
Sean told a joke the other day.
Did I?
About how he likes his women.
Oh, yeah.
How did that go?
The first one was, I like my women like I like my trash. Trashy.
I love it.
Kind of dumb.
And you know what that got me all geared up for?
Uh-oh.
What?
I like my women like jokes.
Oh.
Let's us three.
Yeah?
Just run through some I like my women like I like my jokes.
Let's just think of some off the top of our heads.
Off the top of our heads. time for shit off the top of our heads.
Yeah, let's just think of...
Okay. Well, what was yours? I like my trash?
No, that was Sean's.
Okay.
Yeah, I have one that I do in my little comedy routine.
Yeah.
Okay, how's it go?
I says, I like my women the way I like my coffee, black and with a bunch of kids.
Well, I have one sort of like Sean's. I like my women like I like my trash in the can.
Oh, like? I had one from a long time ago. It was like, I like my women the way I like my candy bars.
Yeah.
Black and retarded. Special dark.
Let me just unfold some more shit off
special
the
dark
top
joke.
Of my head.
Wow.
I like my women. Just kidding. I don't. I don't like women. I like them.
Women.
I like them. I do.
Guys, I like my women like I like my farts.
Yeah.
Silent.
Gip.
I like my women like I like my farts. Wet.
I like my women like I like my t-shirts. Loose and white.
I like my women like I like my baby sharks eating each other.
I like my women like I like my panda bears with two black eyes. N-word.
In impromptu, Jesse Perry sent me one.
Oh, Jesse Perry just happened
JP.
To be online.
I like my women like I like my wallets, leathery and with pockets.
Pockets.
I like my women like I like my computers, intelligent.
Aww.
And on my lap.
Oh shit. You reeled me in.
Yeah, I made you think I wasn't going to be offensive.
He did another one. I like my women like I like my women, redundant. He did it, guys.
I like my women like I like my dogs. Doggy style.
I like my women like I like my elementary report card. 2 D's and parental signature required.
Was that you or Perry?
That was me.
Okay. I you like should have said it was Perry.
I should have. It's pretty bad. Get it? Just kidding. Double D's.
I got you.
And I like my signature. Women like I like my deserts. Barren.
Oh. I like my women like I like my cats. Naked.
That one's creepy. I like my women like I like my pizza. Delivery, not DiGiorno.
I like my women like I like my fireworks. Gangbang.
I like my women like I like my gay guys. Just exactly like them.
I like my women like I like my goldfish. Dead in a couple days.
I had a pizza one somewhere off of the top of my head.
Hey, don't you like it when someone orders a pizza at the office?
It's like they can't not acknowledge it.
Is any of that for me?
I like my women like I like my warts all over my dick.
Oh shit. I like my women like my I like my overweight donkeys with a fat ass.
I like my women like I like my weed illegal.
No.
What? Yeah.
Huh?
I like my women like I like my haircuts high and tight.
Ooh.
Ooh,
I don't have any.
I like my women like I like my bass with a big mouth and fishy. I paused because I thought I wrote bass. I mean, I thought off the top of my head bass.
I like my women like I like my bananas ripe and bruised.
Wow.
I like my women like I like my balls two at a time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I like why my women. I like why my women.
I'm a dabber.
Oh, I like my women like I like my cheese. Easy.
I like my women like I like my old men. Bent over.
Oh, shit. This is the last one that I can think of off the top of my head. It's my patriotic one.
Well, wait, save it because I got a bunch.
You do a few more.
I like my women like I like my tattoos. Temporarily.
Oh.
I like my women like I like my Sean Tidwells. Less funny than every other guy I know.
Oh.
That was actually
meant for the stage.
That's okay.
You also called him out for being a hack on stage. So I did. I guess you.
Tidwell, we love you, Tidwell.
What the heck?
This was just.
What did I miss?
This was a joke. This is when we were in Jackson. We'll get back to it. I like my women like I like my rumbas. On the ground, sucking.
Nice.
I told you that was the one that we thought was going to be a standing O.
Classic.
That was a standing O.
I like my women like my old black ladies. Not at Home Depot. Okay, that's another one. That's another one.
It's too personal.
I wrote a new joke.
It's a callback.
This is a new joke. It's a callback to a new joke. It was I don't know what old black ladies like, but it sure as fuck ain't Home Depot. That was my joke.
Okay,
that's all there is to it. And this was going to be a callback to that. Which we didn't actually end up doing. True confession time, guys.
Okay.
We came up with a lot of these on our road trip down to Jackson with Chad Ridden.
Jackson.
Yeah, big time.
Ridden.
Big time comedy show.
We thought at the end of the show we would all just sit around doing I Like My Women Likes jokes sitting on stage like a blue collar thing. Yeah. And that's why I made a Tidwell joke.
We thought the crowd was going to be so good that.
What a horrible fucking crowd.
Ah.
And anyway, I was going to do a callback. I like my women like I like my mechanics. Willing to fuck me.
Yeah, true.
That's I like my women like I like my dams with hot, wet beavers.
Ah!
I like my women like I like my horn sections loud and horny. I like my women like I like my burgers from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
I like my women like I like my pizza delivery boys bringing me food and sucking my dick.
Aye, aye, aye.
I like my women like I like my something. Can't even read it, motherfucker.
Yeah, illiterate.
Oh, shit. I like my women like.
I like my women like my strangers at the bus station staring at my dick. I like my women like I like my troops. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I proudly stand up next to you and defend her till today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
God bless the USA.
Doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That was beautiful.
That would have killed in Jackson.
I like my women like I like my American flags. On my pole.
Oh,
y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I like my women like I like my Africa. Full of black kids.
And I proudly stand up.
That nobody wants.
That's the joke. Why did you?
That was a joke. Sorry.
You.
What?
What? How much
isn't
time?
Similar, isn't that similar to my joke?
How much time have we been
like
doing this?
No, but this was written down off the top of my head.
765 measures.
Like my
yeah,
kid,
but how
like,
many minutes?
Like I like my Eagles.
120 ball. Beats per minute.
Anyway, those were the off the top of our heads. Great job, guys. Any more?
Way
off
to go, guys.
Head?
None.
Like my women, like I like my podcasts.
25
Happy birthday,
minutes.
Gary.
Oh, yes, for 25 minutes.
25 minutes.
Well, we need to get going before we get into which is better.
Did I apologize
which is
to
better
Andy?
Is be a long
Andy, I'm sorry.
You apologize to
okay,
Andy.
Okay, sorry, Andy.
I want to apologize to everybody.
Sean Tidwell?
Because I've been really overdoing it with the N-word. Sean can back me up on this.
He's been N-word.
Why are you
up?
Doing that?
I don't know. The thing is.
Is it Obama?
We don't like the N-word. If we hear someone say it, we get, hey, fuck you.
Right.
But we say
it's okay when you say it.
It's okay when we say it because we know we're kidding yeah. and we're making fun of these people. But we do it. I've gotten so comfortable with doing it around the house with Sean.
Not good.
That it's like second nature.
No. I'm afraid it's
the good. Other day, I'm trying to watch something on the DVR and it's not working. I'm like, motherfucking N-word. But I'm not, but I'm yelling it. And I'm like, whoa, calm, yeah. Brad. No, sir.
Not good.
So I think I'm taking it out of my vocabulary. Yeah. No more. Not even for fun. Not even for a meta, extra funny,
what?
Super joke. Because
you're
no,
still...
I can't. I got to stop it because I don't mean
I'm afraid. I'm afraid you're going to drop something at the grocery store.
Yeah. I'm afraid I'm going to get... somebody's going to hit my car and I'm gonna like, ah, fucking nigger. And it's going to get me
you
in
said
trouble.
It. You said you were going to say
sorry.
It.
See what happened? So guys...
I can't believe you used that language.
I'm so sorry. And I'm done. No more N-word out of me.
Hey,
thank you.
No more N-word out of me. I'm done.
Just,
and I'd hate saying N-word.
We need to get a time machine so you can go back and apologize to MLK Jr. for...
Oh, man.
He would be really sad.
He would be sad. And on one level, I'm like, look, I disrespect black people as much as white people. I feel I don't give a fuck about anyone.
You hate everybody.
You're like
I
Don
hate
Rickles.
Everybody the same. But,
hello, dummy.
Right.
You're like Trent Reznor.
But I'm like, I'm not going to change the words that I say because it's going to make some hurt somebody's feelings. But on the other hand, no, fuck it. It does. It's shitty. It's a shitty thing. I'm a white guy.
Yeah,
and
it
means I'm better than that.
Richard
you know?
Pryor decided not to say it anymore, but he also.
Well, he also said it a lot.
He also died.
He also smoked a lot of crack.
He also
died.
God struck him down. That was him holding in the N-word, not shaking. Just dying to say. Anyway, I'm not saying it anymore.
No. No.
Anything else you guys want to talk about? Mudbone or anybody?
Can't do it.
Well, I think we lost the Mudbone. We lost the Mudbone election. He tried.
Oh no. Well, anyway, guys.
That's my prior impression.
Let me apologize to everybody.
Well, shit.
Remember when we did that?
Yeah.
Cosby and Pryor. No, it was. Was it
Pryor, yeah. Cosby, and...
Cosby, and Pryor?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Detectives?
God, I remember that.
Man, stupid. Go back to Mangy Dog Radio, our Whoop-De-Doo episode 17.
Oh, man, that was pretty funny. Anyway, sorry, black people. Sorry, Andy Fleming. Sorry, Chad Ryden. Sorry, Mudbone. Sorry to everybody needs to be sorry for it. You guys ready for which is
Sean
better?
Tidwell.
Sorry, John Tidwell.
This is
going
to be an epic which is better.
Sorry, Donna Pollard. Which is better? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's hit the music.
Which is better?
Now.
Which is better?
Yes.
Alien versus Predator.
Whoa.
Wowee.
Wait, I don't this get it. Alien versus Predator versus what? Because Alien versus Predator was actually a movie. So I don't know what you're saying because Alien versus Predator is one, it's singular.
Alien versus Predator, Sean, which is better?
Alien.
Alien versus Predator, Mark, which is
Alien.
Better? Alien versus Predator, Brad, which is better? Predator. Predator better.
Dumb.
Predator, Predator.
Stupid.
Predator,
stupid.
Predator.
You lose.
Let's break it the fuck down and find out who's
you
right.
Lose.
You big Jesse Ventura face.
Better movie.
Alien
or
better.
Predator?
Alien is better.
Disagree. Alien.
Alien?
Well, we're going to go ahead and make it a big mush. All right? Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien whatever. Predator, Predator 2, Predators, Predator.
Anything after Predator 1 was garbage.
It's true.
Well, I haven't seen Predators.
Well, then why are we even doing this?
You know what? Pause the show. We'll go watch Predators.
Boop.
Okay, we're back.
Oh, yeah. Predator was pretty good.
It's all right. It's
better than I thought.
Pretty good. Changes the vote. So, better movies.
I mean, there's Adrian Brody. He's got a big nose.
Let's just say the movie Predator versus the movie Alien.
Alien is one of the classic. Ever.
It is pretty great.
If you say horror movie, it's a classic. If you say sci-fi movie, it's a classic. If you say movie, it's a classic.
If you say Sigourney. It,
but Predator is a pretty great Sigourney. Fucking movie. Let's
when
just...
I say Sigourney, you say Weaver. Sigourney.
Weaver.
Exactly.
You're right. You got me. Okay. Okay, Alien gets it, but I still think Predator. I think
that's
this
all
is...
it took is the Shire Farm go meet.
The thing is that Predator is a really great movie.
Predator
it's
an awesome
nine.
Movie.
It's a super hot chick. It's just not the hot. Dude, how come you put your fucking toes on the cord and you don't get in trouble? I put my.
I was just kidding.
Happy birthday, Gary, listeners. I deliberately wore shoes so that I wouldn't pick up the cords with my toes.
Hey, why do you pick up the cords
because
with
I
your toes?
Because I grab shit with my toes. Don't you do that with your toes? Like grab
no.
up.
Hey.
Grab up the blankets.
This is what I do.
We're not marsupials.
When I'm stressed.
Yeah.
I get on the carpet and I make fist with my toes. That's
you
what I do.
You are not.
Isn't that what
in Die Hard?
It's a Die Hard reference.
He's trying to do whatever he does.
That's actually that. We'll
really
call
stress.
Back to that later.
It's not really stress. It's to fight jet lag, right?
It's to. I don't know what he thought that would do.
A fist with your toes. I don't know. It's
which
just,
is a better movie, Die Hard or Predator?
Die Hard is the best movie ever.
Die Hard's a great movie.
There's nothing better than
Die
Hard.
That's a different argument for.
No,
different
there's
also.
No
Die Hard and Predator directed by the same guy, John McTiernan.
Oh, okay. So. Well, all right. Which is cooler? Aliens or Predators? The things, not the movies.
Well,
the guys.
Predators are pretty cool.
Aliens are pretty cool.
Aliens
they're
are
all
really
black.
Cool.
They don't have fucking
I
eyes.
Feel like aliens are most cool when there's like 70 of them.
Ooh.
Like in the second movie.
Okay.
Like Alien is really scary because there's like five people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's cool.
Aliens, the nest of them. That's
but like,
cool. The whole nest.
A nest is like, oh man, this is so awesome. There's like hundreds of them. This is terrifying.
The more I think about this, Predator is just, hey, let's make Alien in the woods.
Yeah.
Well. Mm-hmm.
It's like a hunter.
Well, yeah. You know, no. Because the Predator's a different thing. The Alien's like an animal. The Predator's like an intelligent. He's got technology. And he's a badass alien.
This is off, almost off topic.
Okay.
In Predator, the music sounds almost exactly like the same music as Back to the Future. Because they're made,
you know, you're right.
The same score.
I think we
but if you listen, yeah, last time we watched Predator, I was like, this sounds like,
yeah,
because
it's all
same.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper.
Who's cooler? Ah, I think Alien's cooler. Fuck, it's close though.
I mean, I never seen Alien or Predator pop a jukebox and music start playing, so I go Fonzie.
I think that a Predator would be more likely to do that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Think? Okay, then I'll go Predator.
I feel like a Predator, like an Alien.
Yeah. Alien doesn't care about coolness.
Yeah,
and
an Alien's
like disappearing and stuff.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
They're like,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, aliens
predators
like,
have like a cool,
also aliens it, got dreadlocks like a
yeah
predator has probably, dreadlocks.
Yeah, sorry,
and
predator
and a sweet ride.
Predator's probably
okay.
Predator's probably smoke a lot.
Predator's probably cooler than
black, right?
Wow,
can we agree that predators
wasn't Ice-T a predator or was that a different movie altogether?
Who has a better mouth?
You think you give
better. Better mouth.
Better
oh,
mouth.
Alien with that big
aliens
old...
have a mouth that come out of the mouth. Predators have the mouth that goes sideways and looks like a vagina.
I don't want to see that on the face. I like... Aliens drool a lot, too.
They do drool.
I like that.
Yeah.
They drool acid.
I feel like the alien mouth has been replicated in jokes just a million times.
Yeah,
I
the
like,
predator
I feel
mouth.
Like it's a version of some sort of Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I know, but it's got the second mouth. It's got the second
based
mouth.
Based on
that's
those,
really
what's
exciting.
His name? Keeger? Who's the guy, the artist?
Giger.
Giger, whatever. Flieger. Fleebity.
H.R. Giger.
Giger.
That's the guy.
Giger.
It makes
he did
Mark
many
giggle.
Great things. He designed the alien. He designed
Mr.
the
Tomato?
Cover of Danzig's third album.
Mr. Tomato, who made that?
Giger.
Okay.
Because your thumb drive is a 6 Giger. Mr. Tomato is a 6 Giger disk drive. Tomato MP3.
I feel like the Predator mouth was just sort of made to be a silly mouth.
Well, the predator mouth looks creepy, but it looks like an insect
it
mouth.
It's like the mystical. It's the mystical Asian vagina that's you've heard about
no.
that goes sideways.
Oh no!
Who would win in a fight with no weapons?
I don't want to have. I really before that moment I wanted.
Oh, with
really
no weapons, alien
with Asian
predator girl, would need.
Who'd win in a fight?
Who'd win in a fight? No weapons.
No weapons.
Alien.
Bare knuckle. Okay, we'll give the predator the little arm, two blade thing.
Well, that's a weapon.
Well, I'm talking about no lasers and shit.
That's
tough.
I think a predator could fucking take an alien.
Predators are pretty badass.
Their whole society is built on being a badass.
Yeah, they're hunters.
Yeah.
Well, what are aliens? Scavengers?
I don't know. They're just...
I think...
of the living?
Alien's just like an animal. It's just animal.
It's like a human being versus like a wolf, you know?
Yeah. So
like,
I go wolf.
A wolf could kill a human, but a human could kill a wolf.
So I'm just saying. Well, I guess it depends on the scenario.
But if a human has a gun, then it's sort of unfair.
I mean, if... This is a... Could Arnold Schwarzenegger kill an alien?
I feel the N-word welling up in me.
This is no time for that.
I gotta have that part of my
brain.
Who was
the black guy in Predator? Was it Apollo
Carl
Creed?
Weathers.
Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
Carl Weathers.
Yeah, yeah. It was, Action Jackson.
Yeah.
And, ooh, the other black guy in Predator, you're gonna see him in a few seasons down the line in BSG, Little Battlestar Galactica.
Gonna have you some fun tonight. Gonna have you some fun tonight.
Gonna have me some fun tonight. Dry shave. That's the creepiest part of the whole movie.
When he's shaving
him,
his head and it
dry
fucking
shaving.
Breaks.
Why would you dry shave?
I dry shave every morning.
Are you serious?
Who was gonna... I shave with no shaving cream, but I shave in the shower.
No shaving cream?
Just water. No, nothing.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I only have shaved this right up under
my
the beard.
My skin can't handle that action.
I only do it if I miss a spot, I'll dry shave it.
How long does a razor blade last you?
6 years.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
A
couple months.
A long fucking time. Yeah. Months and months.
Yeah. Like, wow. I'll buy a 6-pack every like 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? A new one cuts me.
But I only shave like twice a week.
Oh.
Really?
I grow a little.
You always look
here.
So smooth.
Oh.
I grow so much hair so fast. If I didn't have a beard, I'd shave.
Not very
happy.
What question were we on?
We're sorry, guys. We're talking about who'd win in a fight with no weapons.
Oh, well,
it's really hard.
You talk me in a predator.
I think a predator. I mean, a predator is a hunter.
I don't want to pick predator, but you'll make me feel stupid if I don't.
I don't.
You, I, like,
I don't think
like,
you'd
I don't
be
know
stupid.
Talking,
I feel like I it's almost
about.
A draw.
Yeah,
but
I'm gonna say alien.
Yeah. Really?
Just because I wanted to argue him into it. No, I think a predator could kill it.
I feel like a predator.
I think if you had 10 fights, the predator would win 6 times.
Okay,
but not every fucking time.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
But
really...
every sixth time, the predator would win.
Which would you rather fight? Which would you rather fight?
Oh, I don't want to fight either one.
I'm a lover.
I feel like I could beat an alien.
Yeah,
predator, forget it.
I couldn't
you're,
beat.
You're underestimating an alien.
I think an alien. I'm all the people who get killed by
I
the.
Think I'll put it this way.
I think I'm smarter than an alien.
An alien didn't a woman take care of an alien?
Good fucking point.
In Predator, it took men. So, yeah, I could kill an alien pretty easy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I know, but this is like the most dangerous history of women.
Yeah, but
no,
she's still a
woman.
Yeah.
Still not even close to the worst, weakest man.
Well, let's see. But speaking of which, next question. Ripley versus Dutch. Who's going to win in that fight?
Dutch.
Dutch was Schwarzenegger's character in Predator.
Dutch.
I don't know. Maybe
you son of a bitch. Smack.
Son of a... Yeah.
What's the matter? Pencils.
I don't know.
Dutch
versus
the thing
Ripley.
Is,
Ripley's very resourceful, and she's got that vagina.
That's her
but
problem.
But the thing is...
He wouldn't kill her, because he didn't kill that when they kidnapped that chick.
Like, Ripley did it all alone.
She believe it or not.
She killed the alien all
she
alone.
She did, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
But,
true.
And I mean, so did
Well, at
so
the end of the
Arnold,
day,
but,
he did it by himself.
Yeah.
Are we saying Ripley or Rip Lee?
But
Rip
also,
Lee,
I feel like...
Rip Lee is Chinese.
What about Rip Torn?
I feel like Arnold, he had the whole forest. He could have...
Is like, that better, though?
I think it
but
I think
we don't even know
is.
How big that forest is.
It's a forest. It's
know,
bigger
but,
than a spaceship.
But
like, you
better,
look in the spaceship and you
to
see...
Be in a forest with a predator or trapped on a ship with an alien?
I think it's better to be in a forest. Because if you're trapped in a ship with an alien, it's got... Like 10-foot arms, it could get you from any wall and swing.
Yeah,
its
but
terrifying
you could,
claws
you could,
at
you. You could lock it out or something, or I don't know. If
yeah,
that's
but it's sneaky, man. It'll go through ducts.
I would just be trying to fucking escape. I wouldn't stay to fight. I'm gonna make a stand. No, that's stupid.
Yeah, I
get run. Well, okay, that's what we're talking about.
I think Dutch would probably win.
You think
win.
Dutch could kill Ripley?
I still like Ripley better because I like those movies better, but I think Dutch would probably win.
Also, before they had a lot of, they flooded the market with chick heroes.
Yeah.
And she wasn't even like.
She's a big time chick hero.
Now every fucking movie, the fucking princess and this has to. Like the last Robin Hood they made where like Maid Marian's like fighting and shit. Like has a. No.
She's got a machine gun in it for get the fuck no away reason.
From Gosh, yeah. I miss the 50s.
Better blood. Acid blood or glow in the dark blood?
Acid blood's awesome.
Glow in the dark blood is pretty sweet because it looks just like the shit in a glow stick.
It looks like, just like the shit in Reanimator.
Ooh. Ooh. It probably is.
But acid blood. Man, that's like three floors down. That's awesome.
Why would your blood glow in the dark?
I don't know.
What is that a benefit? And wouldn't, well, maybe, wouldn't
maybe,
like,
maybe you need more tomato in your diet.
But wouldn't wouldn't you glow in the dark if your blood was glowing in the dark?
I don't know.
Tomato in your urine.
I don't know. I wonder.
You guys,
it's,
really,
it's also weird because they like they can't see very well.
Yeah, go ahead. This timing out.
This isn't real, right?
I know it's not real.
Look, okay. Look. Okay, go back to being Mr. Tomato and we'll tell you what's real.
This is the point when you decide it's not real. We were talking about like two characters from two different movies fighting. But
oh, that could happen, right?
They could both come to life, but a predator could never exist.
I think acid blood would be kind of a pain in the ass. When is that good?
Not good when you have hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not when you're having your period.
Oh. Yeah, the female.
Well, I mean, is it the same kind of blood?
Glow in the dark blood. Let's say you're trapped somewhere. You fall down a well. Ooh. You crack your head open. That's good because now you can see where you're going.
Yeah, people are like, ooh, where's the... Oh, there's Preddy.
Acid blood, you burn your clothes off.
If the lights,
ready, Preddy?
The lights go out to slice your wrists open.
Yeah, and you can see everything.
Yeah, slice your wrists.
Screw NES. Just slice your wrists.
I'm strong to the finish.
Because I eats me, slice my wrists. Better part two. Predator 2 or
Aliens?
Aliens
is incredible.
Predator 2.
Aliens.
Otherwise, the question.
Predator 2
might be
blue.
As good as the first movie. That's how good it is.
Predator 2 stunk. Let's not even talk about
Predator
Aliens.
2 is
I just
terrible.
Wanted to give a solid one to
Predator
the,
2 is
okay,
terrible.
Okay, you're right. I agree.
I don't even remember who was in it.
Danny Glover.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Glover. And he is.
That was
and
so
then
bad.
In the city.
Yeah. I like the part where the Predator was about to kill him and he goes, I'm too old for this shit. That movie was so
are you
bad.
Thinking of Maverick?
Danny Glover.
Is that what you think?
Dallas Mavericks?
Predator versus Alien. Better cast.
Well,
we got characters like Jesse the Body Ventura.
Well, it depends what you like.
Senator.
Yeah.
You know, Predator. Did we talk about this before? Because
I'm sure we have. We're
Predator
very limited.
Has a governor in it and two governors.
Two governors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does Aliens got?
Predator.
Kind of congressman?
This is the thing. Predator's cast might be more. Awesome.
More like machismo.
Like it's got like Carl Weathers. It's got
Ian Holm. Wait, no, that's
Predator. It's got Jesse Ventura. The skinny guy is Shane Black, who wrote Lethal Weapon. Bunch of...
Carl Weathers.
Yeah, awesome dudes.
Yeah.
But Alien...
You know, Carl Weathers from the Bud Light commercials.
Alien's got Tom Skerritt.
Alien's got Tom Skerritt. It's got Ian Holm.
Ian Holm, yes.
It's got Harry Dean Stanton, who's in many David Lynch films. Very awesome guy.
It's got Sigourney Weaver.
It's got Sigourney Weaver, who's great.
It's got an alien.
It's got an alien. Who else is in that movie?
Oh, I have no idea.
The black guy, Yaphet Kotto. He's
who's the android?
Ian Holm is
okay,
the android.
Ian
he played
android.
Great actor. Was in
better actors.
Yeah.
Alien, but like more like dude, movie kind of actors.
I feel like we had this talk before, but like,
yeah, we've done this.
That's
before.
One of those things where like
we haven't
it's all the
done
same
this
shit.
No, but you remember we're like, yeah.
Hey guys, which is better, this make pretend or this make pretend thing that never swamp thing?
Hey, you know what, Mark?
Wow.
Fuck you, buddy. Fuck
wow.
you.
Remember that one time we tried to do like sports or something?
I try to meet
you
halfway.
Did.
You didn't even fucking help
I'm
me.
I'm sorry.
You know what? You guys feel free to write your own fucking which is fucking better. Why don't you get Gary fuck ass Flexner in here?
Yeah, that'd be cool. He'd probably have some good ideas.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
That guy's way smarter than
I
don't,
what?
I was tempted to say.
I'm just kidding, Brad.
We should do some band you love versus some other band.
He doesn't love anything. I've tried. I've gone over
this. Yeah, you don't like anything.
What
do
you like, Mark? I want to do a which is better built around what Mark loves.
Oh, I like both of these movies.
Sports.
I actually like both of these movies a lot. I was just joking around.
You son of a bitch.
He's not joking around.
I really like these. Well, I like the first Predator and. Any of these other Predator, Alien.
Yeah.
They were crap.
First Predator.
I watched
awesome.
them. And I watched, I've seen, I may have not seen the last Aliens movie.
I'm not mad if you think I'm mad.
I've seen all of the Alien. I haven't seen the second, I saw the first Alien Predator versus Predator movie because I
saw
like,
Requiem. I saw part of Requiem where they have an alien that impregnates a predator and the predator has a predator alien baby. And I saw like 30 minutes of that and I was like,
that can't be as good as that idea. There's no way the movie can be as good as that idea.
Well, another thing, the problem with the Alien versus Predator shit is like, it really did come out 10 years after it should have.
Yeah.
It was like when they made Freddy versus Jason. We had this conversation before.
Yeah, we did. Episode 2.
We may have.
The douche.
Well, fuck it. Let's just press on. Better directors. Let's just hear what Sean has
to say. Yeah, Sean, you're the expert.
Alien, Ridley Scott.
Okay.
Great.
Enough said.
Blade Runner.
Right.
James Cameron, second one. Third one, David Fincher.
Mm-hmm.
Birdman.
You know why I don't love Blade Runner as much as I... should.
Because it's dumb.
Because it's dumb. Second of all, I only ever had Blade Runner on a VHS.
Oh.
And it was a shitty, had been watched a million times VHS. Not good. So in my mind, when I picture Blade Runner, it is just shitty and gritty and not very clear and good and sounds shitty.
Like that
so
was like one of the first
movies
I got when I got a DVD player.
I don't know why I never got it. I remember that one was out early. Yeah. Director's cut.
Speaking of directors, who won that?
Alien wins hands down, but
well,
I will say this.
Hands down, butt.
Are you talking about
hands down, butt?
Hands down your butt.
Hand down your butt.
I like my women like I like my butts.
Hands down.
But John McTiernan.
But
John McTiernan, who directed The Predator,
yeah,
is also great. Die Hard is
the greatest movie ever.
It's probably
we already talked about this.
I know, but I'm saying
didn't that Titanic queer direct the Aliens?
Yeah, the Titanic queer directed Aliens. The Alien movies are by far better directed.
Better, okay.
But
okay.
Well, John McTiernan's fantastic.
I think we're
Die Hard
Predator
is
I think you're smarter
probably the
than
best
us
action
this.
Movie ever.
So yeah, this is his thing. Here's some other AVPs.
Just
landscaper versus hockey player. Alien versus Predator.
Oh, I get it.
Who would win the fight?
Who would live in the... Wait.
Some wetback Mexican or a national
hockey
predator.
Players are pretty tough.
Are we talking about weapons or... No weapons.
I say
no weapons.
No, no. A rake versus a hockey stick.
Oh, alien.
And fight.
Alien.
Alien's going
to
win?
Aliens aren't afraid to kill you.
Yeah.
And a rake. That's you got a metal. It's like one of the hard rakes.
I mean,
it's
like,
not like.
I mean, like
it's not one of those.
A
rakes.
Leaf rake. Yes, that.
What kind of rake?
A leaf rake.
That's... But they're on the ice. It's still a stick.
Yeah.
Oh, if they're on the
rake.
Ice, how is an alien going to. Do anything on the ice, but
they're
fall.
Not familiar with that. Even in their drinks, they're terrified of
it.
See?
All right, here's another Alien versus Predator. Alf versus a cougar. Now, Alf eats cats.
Alf eats cats.
But cougars are cougars.
I eat cheeseburgers, but you don't see me.
All right. Another Alien versus Predator.
Wait.
Housekeeper versus child
Brad,
molester. What?
I think he has to finish that.
What? I hear when you eat a cheeseburger, it's a beautiful thing.
I like cheeseburgers, but you don't see me going around. like, I don't ever.
We got to go to McDonald's after this so you can watch this man eat a Big Mac.
Let's go to Logan's after this.
It'll be closed.
Logan.
Do they serve
Logan's.
A Big Mac at
it won't be
Logan's?
Closed? What time is it?
Yeah, it's like 10:30 at night.
Oh, man.
They close at 10:30?
They close at 9.
Oh, fuckers.
All right. How are we doing on time?
7,000 measures.
Next question. Alien versus Predator versus Alien versus Predator Requiem.
Whoa.
Anything
I haven't seen the second one, but I... Yeah.
Anything that says Requiem is going to stink.
You're right.
Alien really?
Yeah, they're trying to use a word that people don't really use much. They're like, oh, it's a Requiem.
What is a Requiem? What is a Requiem?
You know what? Let's buy this house because it has a Requiem above the garage. Ooh.
It's got a pool table in my Requiem.
Requiem? I nearly killed her.
And I'm proud to be an American. We're at least black. All right. Better.
Requiem.
Go ahead. Better quote.
And I'll proudly stand up next to you. Wow.
Better,
we got some. That was some echo on that one.
I don't know quotes. I am terrible
I'll give you
quotes.
Some. Better quotes. Here's some from Predator.
Wait. Just do Alien first. So it's just.
I can't. The joke doesn't work that way.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Predator quotes.
Over here.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
You're one ugly motherfucker.
That's a good one.
And then he says it back.
You son of a bitch. What's the matter? You've been pushing through the pencils.
You got to do the high five. It's muscly.
You set us up. It's bullshit. All of it.
Fucking lizard. He said he was killed by a fucking lizard. Fucking lizard.
That's another.
That's a pretty good one.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's really a good one. That's a good quote. Jeez, you got a big pussy. Jeez, you got a big pussy. Which is followed by the creepiest fucking laugh by the Indian.
Anytime. Anytime.
Bunch of slack-jawed faggots.
That's a good one.
That's a quote. If it bleeds, we can kill it. I don't remember who said that.
That one's great.
Gonna have me some fun tonight.
Wang
Chung. Gonna have me some fun tonight.
Gonna have me some fun tonight.
Gonna have me some fun tonight.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. That's like one of the greatest quotes.
Get to the chopper.
That's in like five of his movies.
Yeah, that's the great quote of all history.
What the hell are you? And he says back, what the hell are you?
Yeah.
Kill me, I'm here. Do it. Kill me.
I'm here.
I'm here, kill me.
Or aliens. Sean.
I can't. There's not one.
There's not one.
In Aliens.
Aliens, there's get away from me.
Get away from her, you bitch. That one's
that's
awesome.
It.
What about.
There's no alien quotes.
What about. An alien.
What about the third one?
What's
the third one?
Game Over. What's that from? Game Over, man. Game Over.
That's Triple H.
That's Aliens, right?
Triple H. Hunter Hearst Helmsley of WWE
is that
fame.
Alien 3?
It started.
Game Over, man. Am I crazy?
I don't know.
What's Game Over
from? No, it's. What's it? It's Begun.
It's over.
It started.
Get to the chopper.
Is that in one of them?
I think so.
Can we just agree that Predator gets this point?
Predator fucking kills.
Well, I don't know.
You
Predator
guys.
Kills
All right.
on quotes, but
oh
no, Alien isn't about quotes. Alien,
Sigourney Weaver had didn't she have a great line as the aliens hovering over?
No,
like, I don't know.
Fuck you, alien motherfucker.
She punches him.
What did she... Yeah, she...
There's a
something.
Great scene. There's
I'm
a great
small
visual
and slender.
Where
I've
there's
got...
like an alien's head.
Isn't there a line where she kicks the alien in the gut and says something?
There's... In Aliens,
dreaming.
When she's...
Yeah, Aliens.
To, when she's trying to protect the little girl, she yells, get away from her, you bitch.
When
that's
she gets
awesome.
In the,
yeah.
When
that's
she gets in the power
that's like,
loader.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Oh. No, don't fuck with the babysitter. That was...
Don't tell mom the Predator's dead. There's no question about it anywhere here, but I love the Predator arm nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
That's just great.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Which
didn't you say someone had that? You were saying you wanted to get that tattoo, right?
I said that would be a cool tattoo. I'm not gonna
Don't tell
get
Hot
that.
Sauce.
Oh, God.
Don't tell hot Corey. Don't tell Corey.
Nah.
He wouldn't do it. He says he's done. He says he told me he's done with tattooing.
Is he regret?
If Patton Oswalt liked that tattoo,
know.
He might.
I don't know if he regrets it.
What if this Green Lantern movie comes out and it sucks and
you
everybody
know what,
hates Green Lantern?
You know what? That's a
rough.
Valid fucking argument because I've always been a Transformer fan and I've loved Transformers. Ooh. I wanted to get Autobot and Decepticon logos tattooed on me.
Which would have been cool like 5 years ago. It would have
been
really
cool 5 years ago. Then after the Shia LaBeouf fucking abortion, I'm like glad I did not.
Maybe you need an abortion tattoo.
Maybe
yeah.
I do.
Those are still cool.
Right on my dick. Which is better.
What if you did get a baby fetus tattooed on
just
your
to, when I'm fucking a chick if there's a fetus in there. Just so they know what's up.
The fetus will be waving at the other
fetus.
Fetus
is like, what the fuck?
This is weird, man.
Which is better, fisheye vision or infrared vision? Now, the Predator, alien I remember running down the halls kind of a fisheye, walleye kind of.
Yeah.
And he sees a little more. Infrared vision, you know, that's a pretty cool looking thing.
Infrared vision looks really cool.
Infrared
that's true.
Vision
I think infrared
cool.
vision
I think I'd
is
rather
cool.
have fisheye because you see more. I would never be able to make sense of what I'm seeing if it was infrared.
Can I just mention this?
You can.
You have
one,
to.
In Alien, this isn't Alien the first movie. This is Aliens.
Yeah.
One of the great horror movie tropes, they have the little detector, and it just beeps.
Oh,
that
yes.
fucking beeping is terrifying.
Oh, yeah,
it's such a great idea,
but
such
you have
a
to
simple
go back
idea.
In time before everyone was doing all this shit,
you call it a trope. Oh, I always called it a Geiger counter.
I called it a blip.
Yeah,
blip.
But that thing
Geiger.
like that little
that device,
the little Giger. GPS
and when
thing.
I say, Giger. But
when,
I Giger.
When I say Here. Device, I don't mean the machine. I mean that movie device. That,
yes,
that whole bleep 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 bleep. I think they got that from bleep. Jars.
Bleep. Is that in Jars as well?
Well, I think with the whole that too. With the barrels popping up.
Yeah,
you know that's like, oh, he's near us. We see yeah. him near us, but we don't see him.
It's a definitely a similar thing.
And you get a whole lot of bang for your buck.
So fucking. And
you don't have
scary.
To pay an actor. You don't have to pay an actor.
You don't have to pay an actor yeah. to be running around. Bleep. Which bleep. You picture the aliens so they make scary. Now, but back then that alien was sort of a shitty tall guy in a rubbery suit.
Yeah, but it's all in the way they yeah. shot
they
it.
They shot it well.
Yeah, they shot it great.
It's a lot of dark stuff, and you see like a skeleton head, and you're like, oh god, why is this scary?
Bigger dick.
Ooh, Predator, because black person played it.
But an alien might have a dick that has nope. another dick come out of the dick.
Whoa.
Is that one or two?
I know, but... Here's That's all thing. Part of we went best mouth and that I think counted yeah. the second mouth.
Here's the thing. I think a predator has sex for pleasure.
Yeah.
And therefore well, exercises yeah. that organ where an alien probably is just a
Wait a minute. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Wait, aliens lay eggs.
Aliens have face huggers. And that thing that comes out of the face hugger's mouth.
Whoa.
Let's say that's the dick.
Oh my goodness.
That's a pretty big dick. It goes down into your stomach.
Yeah, that dick goes a long way.
Or is A face
but it's
hugger.
Longer. But
is a face hugger a sperm?
No.
There's an egg. What a complicated way to fucking procreate.
Yeah.
You got a queen lays an egg. How does she get pregnant?
Spontaneous Nobody, generation.
I don't know how she
okay,
gets.
Okay, maybe she does.
Yeah, I don't know how
lays
she gets
eggs,
pregnant.
She could be asexual.
The xenomorph has a
but
face hugger, and it impregnates someone. It takes some of your DNA and mixes it with what you are, which is a pretty good survival technique.
Yeah.
In the comics, there were all kinds of shit. There was like a bull alien and a,
Whoa.
And a snakes alien.
That sounds fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're all right.
Are you snorting the cocaines?
Yeah. I don't know. Who has a bigger dick?
I think the Predator probably has a bigger dick. As you mentioned, he's a black guy.
Yeah, but a facehugger.
Black guys.
I think the facehugger thing is a stretch.
You don't think that's a dick?
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What an adorable name for something that
face hugger.
Attaches
I know,
to your
it
face
sounds so
and
sweet.
Sticks a thing down your throat.
Oh, it's like, it should be like the fucking...
Oh, it's hugging my face. It's hugging my face.
It could easily be a skull raper.
Yeah.
Fucking easily.
Face
hugger.
The face raper. It's raping my face.
Better way to die. A face hugger with a...
No.
Later, a chest bursting,
no.
or
no.
a good old fashioned laser blast.
Laser God. Blast,
right
laser
to the
blast
fucking head,
is like
right
heaven.
To the juggler.
Shling. A face hugger is like the thing with the face hugger is you think you're alive again. You're like, oh, I did it.
Yeah, but you think you've got
you made
a minute.
It out.
You know, if you get a face hugger, at least you get like one last meal.
Yeah,
you get
but
to get your shit together.
The thing is, at least for the first that. Guy, he's like, oh, I'm safe. I made it.
I hate how later movies they sort of timed it out where they kind of knew when the facehugger would pop out right at the right time for some kind of effect.
Yeah,
I didn't like that.
Not to mess with this concept at yeah. all, but what is better than dying by a laser to the face? There's no better way to die.
No, I agree.
It's just your head just burns. You don't even know
yeah.
it happened.
I agree.
Yeah,
because it has to go as fast as a laser.
Yeah,
so your brain just
it's
disintegrates.
As fast as light.
There's
yeah.
nothing better.
Yeah,
we should
right.
all be so
it
lucky.
It depends. I mean.
My great grandfather died by a laser in the face.
Oh, Mark, I'm sorry. Is this all right?
No, it's fine. It's the best way to go, he said.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for romanticism, yeah. I mean, look how.
It's like the miracle of birth.
Dramatic yeah. it is being killed by like a chest burster and a face hugger. It's so dramatic.
Yeah, trust me.
If you had a chest burster.
No, I know I don't want it.
I don't even like to stub my toe.
If you had one, I would raise it because it'd be part of you.
Wow, that's beautiful, man.
I'd be like, that's my Sean. That's Sean Jr. And he spit acid on people, and I'd be like, no, sir. No, sir.
Bad Sean. Bad Sean.
I'd get a little water bottle full of acid when he gets mm-hmm. on the curtains. Like, pss, pss, pss.
That's like Alien is one of those movies that I wish I had seen in the theater opening weekend.
Yeah, but you weren't born. You're
I know.
Like four.
I know,
it came
but
out
I'm
when
saying.
I was born.
No, it came out before I was
79,
born.
79, right?
79, 78 or 79, yeah.
You weren't born yet?
I wasn't born. I was born in 81. But
Jeez,
imagine how...
Get out of my house.
Imagine how crazy... Did you see... You didn't
I was
see
nine.
It. Yeah,
so
you were
I
young.
Was like
you were
four,
young.
Yeah.
I saw it on HBO when I was like 12.
But imagine seeing that movie in a big packed theater with all those... And then you see the chest burster. It must have been fucking crazy.
Yeah.
People must have been like shouting and jumping up and going.
No, it's pretty much like any movie you see now back in the 70s. Nobody.
Yeah.
No, but when I fucking I went to see Nightmare on Elm Street, which was a shitty movie, people are going, oh, no. Oh, no. No.
You went to the ghetto to see it.
Well, wait, yes, which theater did you go to? Well, that's a whole different ball.
Yeah. If you were at Hickory Hollow.
See,
mall,
again, I'm feeling that urge to say the word, which I'm not ever saying.
If you were at the 100 Oaks.
I love all the people.
Mall.
Regal.
If you're at the Regal. Mall. Yeah.
Regal.
Regal 27, watching Alien.
Oh, man.
In 78. It must have been a madhouse.
I remember seeing Rocky in the theater.
Yeah.
And Star Wars.
Wow, really?
Were people,
I remember seeing Star Wars.
Were people hooting and hollering?
People were hooting and hollering during Rocky.
I remember seeing E.T. in the movie.
Whoa.
There was a lot of,
yeah, I'm sure.
Whenever they took the bikes off over the thing. Yeah.
My first ever date, E.T. movie.
Wow.
Really?
Seventh grade.
What?
I remember going to see Neverending Story.
And?
There was some yays. Did you finger her?
No. Nothing.
She finger you?
She okay, my friend had a girlfriend, and the only way she was allowed to go to the movies if her friend came, and then I had to.
What a
shit. I was just fat guy.
You're the fourth wheel.
Oh, man.
Hey, sit next to this guy while we make out. That's what I was. I think we're, what are we, how are we doing?
Did your friend's girlfriend get fingered?
Better toys.
Probably.
Better toys. Better toys.
I don't know anything about toys. I don't know anything about toys. You're going to have to feel this one.
I'm going
to
say, oh, boy.
I'll go with whatever whatever you say, I'll go with.
Well, there was a line of Alien and Predator toys, and it came kind of, oh, boy, this is
God,
a tough one.
Tough.
They're really good. They're really good. I'm going to say Aliens. No, I take it back, Predators. Oh. No, I take it back, Aliens. Oh, boy. 50-50.
I'll go Predator toy.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Removable dreadlocks.
Yeah, but there's no removable dreadlocks. You're a damn, you don't even know.
I wonder, okay, why didn't they ever do...
Look, you know what? I didn't chime in on the director shit, all right?
Have they done a parody?
Yeah, it's called Alien vs. Predator.
No, I'm...
it's called Predator vs. Alien. It's
but
totally...
how come Predator has never gone to Jamaica and hunted people there? That would be awesome with him with his dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Why isn't he in
somebody
Star
turns,
Wars
somebody
hunting
turns
Jar Jar
his
Binks?
Little shoulder
why isn't
blaster
he,
into
why
a
why isn't
palm?
He the running back for the Tennessee Titans?
Wow.
He is. Chris Johnson.
Which would you prefer was real?
He used to play for the Dolphins.
Which would you prefer
Predator.
Was real? You know what?
Do
I'm going to say
Predator. Was real?
Because if you gave them, like...
Predators, they just want to come here, hunt a few of us.
Yeah.
They bring us technology.
An alien will...
They'll
it's like a zombie apocalypse.
You get
imagine a zombie apocalypse, but it's aliens.
But they're
there's
more
just a
badass.
Million aliens.
Predators right. could get bored with us, where aliens are like insects. They don't know to get bored with
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Predator,
keep...
well, at the end, they sort of had a respect for Danny Glover. You know, they're sort of like, okay, you fought. You did okay. So there's a chance with a predator. Like, an alien's never going to be like, all right, good fight. Letting you go.
Yeah. An alien. God. Why don't they do an Alien 6 that, like, somehow they get to Earth? That would be...
Ooh, that would be great.
I mean, if... No one would do
I'm sure
it well,
that's
obviously.
The corner, sooner or later.
But that's... That would be terrifying.
Well, just, what do you just, say in words? Which is better?
I stay with Alien. Alien...
I switch to Predator.
Oh,
Alien
man,
is
so it's
the
up to
best.
Me, huh?
Alien yeah. is
I go
the
with
best.
Predator. I switch.
Huh.
Why not? I can.
He can do it. You know
Brad
what?
Talked me into it.
I'm going to agree with me. Predator.
Yeah, he lost.
Predator won.
Big dummy face, big dummy
wow.
face, big dummy face.
Hi, everybody. I'm an alien.
I'm going to stuck face on your huggy face.
Over here. Over here. Over here.
I'm here.
Kill me. Do it.
Happy birthday, Predator.
Happy birthday, Gary.
It's your birthday, Predator.
Get to the Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Gary.